Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Mac Hutton. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun is good for you, you know. It helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend. To help you feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
I don't know how it is in your town, but in Wistful Vista, the vacuum cleaner salesmen work at all hours. At least this one with his foot in the door at number 79 is working, and he seems to be encountering some sales resistance, as the prospect says.
No, absolutely not.
But, madam, if you will allow me...
I told you when you were here yesterday, sir, we're not interested.
I'm sure if you see this wonderful cleaner...
Not interested. We have a vacuum cleaner. So if you will kindly... What are you doing? Stop pouring that pile of dirt all over my nice clean rug. McGee! Will you step out here in the hall a minute?
Hey, what the heck's the trouble here? Look at this rug. I don't know what you're selling, bud, but wipe your feet before you come in. My gosh.
Allow me to introduce myself, sir. I'm Oliver Dipswaddle, your friendly Cleans-All vacuum cleaner salesman. I have here the new 1955 Cleans-All three-speed automatic interchange...
Out. Come on, Buster, out. Pick up your vacuum cleaner and blow.
Oh, gracious, another one of those.
He was here yesterday, and I told him we don't need a new vacuum cleaner.
Come on, bud, pick it up, beat it.
I explained to him that I have a husband who has kept my vacuum cleaner in perfect shape for 27 years, and it would be silly.
Are you going to get out of here, Buster, or do I have
Please, sir, you're crushing my carnation. Before I go, won't you at least allow me the privilege of picking up this dirt I threw all over your rug?
Oh, you guys think you're pretty smart, don't you? Get a prospect's rug all messed up, and then they got to let you give them a demonstration whether they want to or not, huh?
Oh, you are the clever one, sir.
Well, it just won't work with us, wise guy.
Very well, sir.
Oh, sir, you ain't going to pull a sly trick like that. And where are you going? Come back here and clean up this dirt.
But I thought you said...
You're going to pick it up with our cleaner. Yeah, I thought you had me, huh? Thought you were going to get to demonstrate, huh? Well, you're using our cleaner, Buster. Get it, will you, Molly?
Oh, McGee, I can clean it up later. Let him go.
No, sirree. He dirtied it and he'll clean it up. Unless he'd rather I call the cops and had him hauled in on a 421.
What's a 421?
How do I know? Sometimes you can ask the darndest question. Well, what do you say, bud?
Oh, don't call the police, sir. I'll do it.
Good. Now maybe you'll think twice next time you come busting into somebody's home and start throwing dirt around like a candidate during an election year. Maybe you've been getting away with them tactics elsewhere. But this time you happen to pick on a guy that he knows his rights and listens to Dragnet besides, like I do every week, and by George, nobody puts one over on me, Buster. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to...
Mrs. McGee, would you hurry with that vacuum cleaner? I'm dying to go to work.
Don't worry. You will, and you ain't leaving here until every speck of dirt is picked...
Here we are, McGee.
What is that?
It's our vacuum cleaner. That's what's that. May not be a 1955 three-speed hydromatic, but by...
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but the handle just fell off.
I see it. It didn't hit the floor, though, did it? That's because I got that string tied onto it, so don't hit the floor and break.
That's my husband's own idea, sir. You can't hardly replace these mother-of-pearl handles anymore.
I guess the friction tape loosened up again.
No, it's the rubber band that's reinforcing the piece of bubble gum you stuck in.
Never mind, I'll fix it later. This guy's going to clean up that dirt.
Oh, I forgot. There's something else, McGee. Last time I used it, there was some little thing wrong. Oh, what was it?
Loose wheel?
No, I'm used to that. This was something... Oh, dear, it couldn't be the bellows. You pasted that back together Wednesday.
Not the brushes again. Seems to me I soaked them brushes in starch not over a month ago, and that ought to last...
No, the brushes work fine. They pick up everything good. This is some little thing...
Like maybe the suction reverses itself and blows the glass out of your windows?
Don't let this old vacuum cleaner fool you, Buster. It may not be chromium plated, but you just watch it in action.
Yes, sir, it works. It works fine.
Betcha.
If I could only remember what that one little minor problem was I had with it...
Never mind. You'll think of it later. As long as it works, we'll just let this smart guy clean that dirt up with it, and then he can get out of here and leave us alone. Here, grab the handle, Si.
Yes, sir. Oh, this will be something to tell the boys.
I'll plug her in right over here, and you can...
Ow! Ooh! What happened? The lights went out.
That's it. That's what I was trying to remember, McGee. There's something wrong with the plug. Every time I plug it in, it blows out the lights, and the toaster pops up.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly. Every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them so willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
And as soon as we get the current back on here, I want to get that dirt off of my rug.
Grocery boy!
In here, Mr. Oldtimer.
I ain't working today, kids. Just keeping up my contacts. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Say, you sure look great, Johnny. Them pills Doc Gamble give you are working wonders for you. Your little eyes are brighter, your skin's cleared up, and I'll bet you lost, lost at least 5 pounds.
Sir, I'll thank you to put me down.
Oh...
Well, we're all set. I put in a new fuse and I got the plug fixed. Oh, hi, Oldtimer.
Oh, hi, Johnny. Say.
Huh?
You ought to have a talk with Doc Gamble.
What you mean?
Them pills he prescribed ain't doing you a bit of good.
Well, I'll be with you in a minute, Oldtimer, as soon as I get this guy to vacuum my rug.
Oh, buying daughter a new vacuum cleaner, huh? Well, ain't that nice. Believe me, daughter, you sure...
No, I'm not buying nothing.
Deserve it. Yes, sir, you deserve it, daughter.
Oh, our old vacuum is fine, Mr. Oldtimer. It works fine.
Certainly. As soon as I plug this in, you'll see.
What kind is this, anyway? I've never seen...
Well, you've heard of Hoover, son.
Yes, of course, but don't tell me...
Yep, it was during the Hoover administration they picked this cleaner up. Herbert had just been swore in. He hadn't been started to be swore at yet. Just swore in. And he says, prosperity is right around the corner. So Johnny here rushed right around the corner and bought this brand new 1929 Brummenstead.
What a Brummenstead.
That's what Johnny calls it. Every time daughter here says, where's the vacuum cleaner? He hollers, it's broke. Use the Brummenstead.
That's very amusing. All right, I got it plugged in, Molly. Turn it on.
Right. And don't knock this cleaner, Mr. Oldtimer.
Nope.
McGee keeps this vacuum in good mechanical condition. When you have a husband... who's a talented mechanic, you don't have to keep buying new things all the time. Doesn't work, McGee.
Huh? Dad rat that thing. What the heck is wrong now?
Now, don't get upset. You'll fix it. I know you will.
You said it, I'll fix it. Hand me the screwdriver off the buffet there. troublemaking hunk of junk is not going to embarrass me. Let me have that monkey wrench again, old-timer.
Here you are, sweetheart. The old-timer left 20 minutes ago. He had a date.
Oh. Well, I was so busy here, I didn't... Hey, that salesman. He didn't sneak away, too, did he? Because I'll go after him and beat the...
Oh, no, sir. I'm right here, sir.
Good. Because you're going to go to work in about 2 minutes. As soon as I get a couple more parts back in here. I finally found out what was wrong, Molly.
What was it?
I plugged in the radio instead of the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, fine. And after taking the whole thing apart like that...
Oh, that's nothing. You forget I do this at least once a week. You see, this machine ain't one of them three-speed interchangeable things like yours, Bud, with 8 million parts to fly all over the place. On this baby, everything holds together with one bolt. As soon as I give this bolt a couple more turns, you'll see how...
Ah! Ah, dear.
You know, Molly, I never realized it before, but this dad-dratted thing is a wreck.
Oh, now you can fix it. I know you can.
Fix it? It'll take an hour and a half to find it. Look at that mess all over the room. Bud, how much is that 1955 three-speed interchangeable?
Now, wait, McGee. Let's not lose our heads. This is probably a very expensive...
Oh, who cares? How much? How much?
Well, it's really quite reasonable, sir. The monthly payments are only...
Sold. Buy it, Molly. Buy it. Buy it.
Oh, you darling. Where do I sign, sir?
I have a sales contract right here.
I'll take this dad-ratted junk out of here and throw it away. This beat-up collection of scrap iron has been more trouble to me than a...
I don't know how to thank you, Mrs. McGee. Sign there.
Oh, I'll be so happy to use this new cleaner. 10 years I've needed a new vacuum, but...
Oh, when I was here yesterday and you outlined this plan to me, I must admit I didn't think it would work.
It's the only way. If you had tried to talk him into it yourself, or even if I had told him flatly we needed a new cleaner, I'd still be pushing that worn-out hunk of stuff around.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Say, if a cold should catch up with you this week and make you feel miserable, try Tabsin for relief. Yes, find out how Tabsin can relieve sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Once you try Tabsin, I'm sure you'll always depend on it to bring quick relief for the discomforts of colds. Get Tabsin at your drugstore. That's T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Oh, McGee.
What is it, Molly?
I hate to bother you, but I'm having trouble with that new vacuum cleaner already.
Oh, good.
Good?
Yeah. I've been itching to see how that three-speed gear and those interchangeable parts work. You go on up to bed. This may take some time. Oh, but boy, oh, boy, oh...
McGee!
Hand me that screwdriver. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Bye.
Goodbye. See you Monday.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson was the old-timer as usual, and Joseph Kearns was the salesman. This is John Wald wishing you all a happy weekend now, but we'll be back Monday as winter comes to Wistful Vista with a vengeance. Join us then, won't you?
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.